We Got the Geek is recorded before a live studio audience.
News team, assemble!
Here at the Guardians of the Geekery Con, we're here with four of our featured cosplayers for the day. Joining me in the interview is the team. Wonder Librarian.
What's up, guys? Howard the Duck, too.
Sarah Waterraven.
Still here. Yeah.
And of course, in awesome cosplay today.
Not right now, but
not
yes.
Not right now, but you were.
I was Lady Death.
Sarah J. All right, and we had a lot of cool featured cosplayers today who jumped to the cause, went well over the fence and
above and beyond
with their Guardians costumes.
This is literally the best Guardians cosplay group I've ever seen in my life.
That's right.
And the most diverse.
Yes.
We've got one of everyone else.
That's right.
Yeah, gang's all here.
All right, so joining us right now, we have Ms. Hyde cosplay.
Hello.
We have Acid Rain cosplay.
How's it going?
We have Candy cosplay.
Hello.
And of course, P Photo.
Also, hi.
P Photo and Acid Rain were making their debuts here today, and you guys were awesome.
Yay!
Come on in.
Oh, sorry, I'm kicking Sarah
Jay's
Water.
Getting close and personal over here.
How was your day, guys?
It was great.
Awesome.
Wonderful. Yeah, wonderful. Lots of good people to talk to, actually.
That's very cool. And you kept your costume secretive for a while.
Yes. Yeah. And I fooled Sarah over there.
She really did.
Who did you think I was, Sarah?
I thought you were going to be Nebula.
And you were so wrong.
So wrong.
That was actually supposed to be my first pick was Nebula. And then I was like, no, you have to go with Karina.
Yep. You said gender bender, and for some reason, I went to Thanos.
Oh, that would have been cool, too, though.
That would have been, yeah.
That would have been a big one.
No, you know what would have been cool? Ronin.
Ronin, yeah. And your mom was Yondu.
Yes. Oh, my God. That was
which is fantastic. You know what? They're all here now.
Oh.
We have the Lauren show as well.
Yay.
Baby Groot's here, too.
And Baby Groot. Angelic Luca cosplay. I was so excited when you announced your Baby Groot cosplay.
Yeah. It was really a long journey for that one.
Yeah. He giggled like a girl. He giggled like a little girl.
She stayed in character for hours and hours. Like,
yeah, hard
I was like, they're screwed again.
Off the mask to drink.
I know, no, bro.
That's dedication.
Oh, my.
I think when Lauren got here, what did you ask her? Is there an Alex in there?
Yeah, she walks up. She's just staring at me, and I'm just like, oh, my God, that's so awesome. There's a Baby Groot in front of me. And she's so tiny. All I can think of is there an Alex inside this?
Very cool. And Jody, you were the collector's helper, Karina?
I am Karina, yes.
Very cool.
He allowed me to escape for a few hours.
Nice.
After he brought you back to life. Yes.
Yeah.
After I was obliterated in the first movie.
That's a shame.
Boy.
Well, she did grab that stone.
Bad stone. Bad Infinity Stone.
Oh, boy.
It's so pretty.
Grabbing and asking.
Cosplay was not consent.
That's a good lesson.
Yes,
I kept my hands to myself with the one that's at your, the Infinity Stone that's at your table, Candy. So it's all good. I'm still in one piece.
Very cool. And Acid Rain, you were Mantis from the comics, actually.
Yes.
Which was awesome.
A lot more interesting than the movie version, I think.
Yeah, a little bit. What was your inspiration for that?
Well, basically, I knew what everybody else was doing, and I needed something that nobody else was doing.
Cool.
And I saw what Mantis looked like in the movie, I thought of you.
Yeah.
Because I said to the Miss, I'm like, Kenneth needs this on her.
I might get to that one too. It was just, it will take a bit more time than this one. I had everything for this one, so that's why I put this one together.
I love your antenna so much.
You look good green. So.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
I know, everyone's a different color today.
Yes.
You got a pink with two greens.
A blue on you.
Yep.
Yeah.
You got a group color.
Oh, yeah.
Red.
Fantastic. fantastic.
Yeah.
Are you guys looking forward to the Guardians Volume 2?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, there's already been talk of us ending up there in cosplay, so.
Oh. You know we're going dressed up like us. You know we are.
You want the Suicide Squad dressed up.
You guys would own Star Wars.
Ridiculously excited for Groot. That one scene with
the bomb.
The bomb. He's gonna carry this entire movie.
Has it though? He doesn't remember being the other group.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's a new group.
Oh, wow.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I heard that.
Huh.
Yeah.
Like the reincarnation.
Can we get a different actor to do the voice then?
Well, I guess it's a baby now, so it can't be Vin Diesel.
Well,
unless they
auto-tune him.
Well, that's good.
Oh, now I need to look into that.
Right here. I'm
going to
check on that.
Nice. You guys have a favorite character from the series?
Yeah, so I had to
I'm going to say Mantis right now because of what she tells everyone and Drax's response to that. I'm excited.
Drax is a little more animated this time around, so it's going to be interesting to see a little more personality from him.
Yeah. How about you, Candy?
Cora.
She's an ass kicker.
Star-Lord, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
He's awkward, but funny.
I still don't understand why people put sticks up their butts.
I don't know. Maybe that answer will come.
How about you, Alex?
Baby Groot and Gamora.
Cool. I'm hoping for another kick-ass soundtrack like the first one.
Yes. Awesome Mix Volume 2. Well, he got Volume 2 at the end.
James Gunn will definitely come through on that.
Yeah.
Do you know him? Yeah,
I do. Yes. And a bunch of his friends.
Right on.
All thanks to me saving a TV show, being brought out to LA, meeting all these people, and there once was a time where I played online risk with guys.
So it all comes back to the TV show you saved again. That's awesome.
Back down to that.
That's fantastic. Any future cosplay plans you guys can talk about?
That's a tough one.
I have a crossover Star Wars, Star Trek, Slave Leia.
Cool. Can't wait to see that.
Make her a red shirt, right?
Nope. She'll be a blue shirt.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Probably
safer
that way.
Yeah, but actually, I probably should do a red shirt.
It's for fun.
Yeah.
Next.
Yeah.
Why not?
You should be Han Solo in a red shirt. Oh.
Okay. No. With a Leia sitting over here, you're gonna say that, really?
Oh my God.
Your
red shirt.
I don't want it. La la la.
Never tell me the odds. It's happening.
That's fantastic.
All these cosplays are born from these interviews.
That's right.
I think Candy promised us Ewok Jedi one time.
That's right. And I was supposed to be a Chewbacca Jedi.
Yeah, okay.
I ran into a girl at Kitchener Comic Con. She made my dreams everything.
I saw the Ewok.
She walked by with it in her hands, the head. But the head wasn't facing me, and I knew what it was by just the little tip of fur and the color. Because I know my walks.
Yeah.
True story. Yeah, she's witnesses. And I freaked out. She let me hold its head, and then she came out when she was in the costume to specifically see me, and I died. And she told me if I kept petting her all day, I could take her home.
Let me tell you, I have never seen Candy fangirl like that before. She practically melted into her boots.
This is where I give a shout out to Alicia from Echo 3, the Star Wars group that I'm a part of. Alicia, you rock. That was the Ewok that was at the Kitchener Comic Con.
That was
cool.
Great.
I'm actually going to be bowling with them tomorrow.
Nice.
That was a good
so. Yeah, okay, Alicia from Star Wars Echo 3.
Right. She has an answer.
Baby Groot. Mm-hmm. Still voiced by Vin Diesel.
Oh!
Auto-tune!
Yay! Can we say, yay!
Yay!
Should we tell our cosplay plan?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm in the works of a second Lady Loki, and she's going to compliment me.
I'm going to be Lady Thor.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I will have mine ready for the beginning of May. She's got to get hers ready for Fan Expo.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to take mine to Fan Expo.
All right, on.
Sweet.
And I'm hoping to have my Lady Loki by Fan Expo. So.
Yay!
Alex, any future cosplays you can talk about?
I'm going to be working on Lightning from Final Fantasy XIII.
Oh, cool!
So, yeah. Cool.
I'm going to like the armor one from the second game. So.
Okay. Really okay, I'm excited for that.
Yeah, I will have Hela ready, the movie version Hela ready for Fan Expo.
Oh, that'll look cool. That
I was hoping to have it sooner, but it's going to take me a while to get that
finished. Speaking of that movie...
What about it? You shaking your head? Not happy?
The only thing that's saving that movie for me is Loki.
Why not? What? Thor with short hair, no hammer, and a different costume? Not doing it?
It's not Thor.
He's not Thor anymore.
It's Chris Hemsworth in a costume now.
It's not a guy, he looks
like Liam now.
Oh, no.
Not acceptable.
Can I just say that I like it? Sorry, Katie. He loses his hair in the comics, but still, if they ruin Loki, I'm done.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I don't think Tom will let them.
No.
I'm still fingers crossed that they actually show Enchantress and they don't twist Hela into a double version of those two characters.
Apparently they're not even following. They got their own rules to run on this one.
I know, but it would be nice to see Enchantress there. Well,
we still have Loki and we have the Hulk in this one too.
Oh, no, I'm excited for that.
Especially since the last... Okay, that was one thing that upset me with the Avengers movie, was when that general just out of nowhere and was like, and where's Thor and Banner? And, okay, asking her a Banner, I was like, that is legit. How dare you ever ask about Thor?
Yes.
He's the ruler of the planet.
Yep.
That's right.
Two. No. No.
Two. No.
And then there was that skit afterwards where they showed what Thor was doing when he wasn't invited to the Avengers.
But he's trying to roll Tony's car.
Oh, I'm not going to do it right now.
Nice. I think it'll be okay. I'm looking more forward to that than I am Spider-Man Homecoming.
Me too.
The only thing that's going to hold Spider-Man Homecoming is Tony Stark.
Yeah.
Anything
why
did Aunt
May get hot?
Exactly.
I'm very, very confused about that. She's supposed to be old. Like, so she's a hot young widow? I thought Ben was supposed to be like older when he died.
Yeah, Aunt May's 150.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Although, if you really think about it, they're supposed to be related to his parents, and his parents were fairly young when they died.
Yeah.
Still, though, he's a teenager now. She should be older.
Take my stick.
Maybe she's not really there.
There's some stick touching going on.
No crossing the streams.
And on that note, I gotta thank you guys so much for coming down and all the times you've helped me out at these Geekery Cons. I can't thank you enough.
We will continue to help you.
We are yours. We belong to you. You are the master.
Well, you're the Thanos.
How do you feel about this?
He's here.
You're the collector.
You've been the collector.
See, I told you.
You
did tell me, yeah. But I had to do the half-assed Wolverine. So.
Well, you could have done the half-assed collector.
I could have. But, yeah, I appreciate it, you guys. It means the world. And I'm happy that Acid Rain and Pete Photo made their debut, much like Jody did at the first one.
Yay!
So, before I tear up, I'm going to say thanks, guys. And it's been a blast.
Yay!
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.